Morning. Would you like to introduce our next guest?
I would absolutely be delighted. He's a very good friend and a person who does so much for our community and for young people in particular. And that's none other than Martin Bullock, the CEO of Western Sydney Academy of Sport. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jim, Darren.
Good morning.
Thanks for spending some time with us. You do an amazing job. Let me just tell you, thousands of young people whose dreams you help fulfil and the board that you have over that time as well have been able to better themselves and be challenged by their own skills and their own abilities, and you in particular have been instrumental in doing that. The Regional Academies of Sport, what are they about? Please tell our listeners about what they do and the role of the government in trying to help support that particular athlete's pathways.
Yeah, thank you. Firstly, Jim, thank you, and thanks for the opportunity and thanks for the kind words. It's certainly a great field to be involved in if you're going to pick a career in sport, working with committed government, corporate partners, supporters, parents, aspirational young athletes. It's just a fantastic mix and very enjoyable environment in which to work. Regional academies, fundamentally, we're all about providing opportunities for talented young athletes. So in the Western Sydney region in particular, for our academy, but there are another 10 academies sort of scattered across New South Wales that provide geographic coverage for youth in those areas, and particularly during these challenging times we have now too in terms of COVID. Remoteness and mental well-being is particularly important, and that's a really strong component of what we provide to our athletes. We call our programs holistic programs because we provide for both technical and educational development of the athletes, and we also provide for their personal development. So as I say, Western Sydney Academy, one of 11 academies, we provide scholarships for about 200 athletes on an annual basis. We've been established since 2004 as an incorporated not-for-profit organisation, and in that time we've had probably 2,850 athletes pass through our academy and receive the benefits of what we can provide for them. So Jim, there's a massive amount of information I can talk about for the academies, but it might be best if you just ask me some questions.
By all means. And I want to thank you for one thing that's very important to me. While they're very talented, one of the focuses of your board and you in particular, Martin, is the continuation of good educational development, that is not thrown onto the scrap heap at the expense of the sport. I think that's very important that there is a strong discipline. And I just make that as a statement because I know that about you and how that is part of the challenge in the development of people. How do people nominate? We've got many listeners listening to this program this morning, and they might be their grandchildren or their own children themselves. How do they nominate for programs? What types of sports do you do?
Yeah, well, we generally cover a broad range. It does become a bit of a moving fee sometimes, depending on the situation with the sports themselves. I should make the point that our programs are conducted in partnership with all the relevant authorities. What we do in the athlete development pathway, that's recognised by the Australian Institute of Sport and the New South Wales Institute of Sport, and all the state bodies that provide competitions and development opportunities for athletes, such as Netball New South Wales or Softball New South Wales or Triathlon New South Wales. We engage with them, partner with them, they support our programs, so we're doing it in an official capacity. It's not an overnight come and pay for commercial services arrangement. So our sports, at the moment we've got a range of 8 different sports, and then that goes across AFL, softball, netball, triathlon, rowing, etc. And the mix or the ability to nominate for our programs depends on the sport itself and the timing of the program. So netball, we have 35 spots available, and we usually receive 150 nominations, which means we have 3 nights of selection trials to pick our squads. Cycling or golf is based probably on performance in your club and what your handicap might be. So it just varies across the sports. But the opportunity for athletes to nominate is open to everybody, depending on the age criteria. Is open to everyone. They can go onto our website, wsas.com.au, and all the nomination information is available there when nominations are open. You download the information, you can do it online. There's everything you need to know about nominating for our programs on our website. So, you know, it's a matter of keeping your eyes and ears open and being aware of when nominations take place, and then you have a crack.
And Martin, you might like to just, you've had some very talented people go through there. I mean, they're all talented. But in particular, in the last couple of years that I know, there's been some amazing young people who've gone to really high heights.
Yeah, Jim, we're very proud of what we call our alumni. I think our standout banner girl is Jessica Fox, you know, a two-time, about to be three-time Olympian in the slalom canoe sport. But we also have a couple of other athletes who have represented Australia at the Olympics. Ian Borrows, who's another canoe slalomist, went to Rio in 2016. And going back to 2012 London Olympics, we had Amanda Spratt, who captained the road cycling team. But if you talk about other prominent sporting personalities that have come through our academy, you look at Paige Hadley. She's the captain of the Swifts. She plays for Australia in netball. You look at Kim Rebellion, who also played for Australia in netball. We've got probably a dozen NRL players that came through our rugby league program. Most consistent and notable at the moment, you've got John Asiata at the Cowboys, you've got Bryce Cartwright at the Gold Coast Titans, you've got Matt Eisenhuth at the Tigers. So, you know, we're particularly proud that we don't turn them into champions coming through the academy, but we have a touch point with them on the way. We provide them with holistic development opportunities, and we think, as you said, Jim, we make them better people. And they go back to their community and they contribute to their community.
And Martin, I just want to say, in terms of the importance of that, and I just want to make a statement, I applaud your board too, because they're very strong and have a clear focus. That's very important to hear that.
Yeah, and Martin, Darren here. I just had a thought on talking about all those alumni and the sports you're going through, things like water sports and canoe slalom, cycling and the rugby league. They all take a lot of infrastructure, and I know we have some great infrastructure in Western Sydney, and no doubt you can comment on that. But also, we know that you need good support from businesses in Western Sydney to support these athletes to be at their prime. How can businesses in Western Sydney help and even make our athletes talented even greater to take on the world?
Yeah. Look, Kim, a couple of points there I'd really like to cover off on briefly if I can, Darren. Certainly in relation to infrastructure, we're very fortunate in Western Sydney that we've got probably the best infrastructure in the country that we're able to fortunately access through our partnerships, our relationships, and the support that are provided to us by those venues, and it's usually with the assistance of our local councils. So in Western Sydney region, we've got seven local councils that are involved, and they're partners in our academy. They are members of our academy, and they provide wonderful support. Can't thank them enough. New South Wales government, of course, provide grant funding for us and help us survive. But in terms of support, you know, we do seek corporate partnerships. We do have the capacity to provide really tangible and good benefits. You know, you talk, if you're a business in Western Sydney, you're talking about engagement of the local community, you're talking about reach, you're talking about brand alignment. We can provide extensive benefits along those lines, and we love to have the opportunity to engage with potential commercial partners in our academy. But again, we do rely also on the general community and our volunteers, our coaches, our managers, our sports trainers, all volunteers, all contribute to this aspirational process for athletes.
And talking of those corporate partnerships, is there any in particular that you would like to give a shout out to this morning to our listeners?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Absolutely. And you know, you talk Western Sydney and you talk iconic organisations. Western Sydney University, we have a terrific partnership with them, and it just makes sense to align our athletes and their aspirations in education with Western Sydney University. Woolworths, you know, very community focused, and they support two scholarships for our best performing athletes over a 12-month period, and they're quite significant cash scholarships. Digital Realty is a multinational organisation that does digital data storage, and they support our netball program. And finally, Heartland Holden. Heartland Holden support our Lone Star program, which is a program that provides for, you know, athletes that are in sports that are, you might call them a little bit more obscure or not strong team-based sports, such as netball and rugby league. But we have, you know, wood choppers and baton twirlers and archers and all sorts of athletes in our program, and we couldn't do that without Heartland Holden providing some support for us.
That's great. Sorry, just great to hear that we've got such great corporate supporters. Now, one thing that I've heard throughout this conversation with us this morning on Spotlight is netball, and I would assume that's a great grassroots sport at the moment that's going through a bit of difficulty. Are there any other grassroots sports that are as good as netball, and how are these grassroots sports kind of dealing with COVID-19 as we go through this pandemic?
Yeah. It's, you know, we're basically as an academy on the perimeter, if you like, of what's going on with those sports. But we do see the impact and feel the impact in terms of financial capabilities and the impact on families for athletes to pay some levies to be involved in programs or their registration fees for sport. You know, I wouldn't rate any sport above another, but netball is obviously the largest participation sport, I think, in the country, and they are probably our benchmark program. Netball New South Wales, wonderful to work with, very supportive of talent development pathways. We are happy that they are now back playing, because that was very important to them also from a financial perspective, and we're confident that they'll continue to support us. But then you look at some other sports that have smaller participation numbers, less capacity to generate revenue, and I can tell you they are struggling, but there's been some very good support, I've got to say, from state government to sport, the sports sector. Obviously there would be nice if there was more support, but certainly from our academy's perspective, we can't complain about funding capacity for state sporting organisations that we partner or from the government. They're still very supportive of what we do.
Martin, it's been a delight to have you on Spotlight this morning with Darren and myself. You're an amazing person. What you do for people, congratulate, and please pass on our vote of thanks to your board for the great work that they do. We've been speaking this morning to Martin Bullock, CEO of Western Sydney Academy of Sport, and Martin's chosen the song by Johnny Farnham and Olivia Newton-John, Dare to Dream. Have a great day, Martin.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Martin.
Alive 90.5.
The power.